In stabilization, a number of safety and health problems have been identified. These mostly concern the use of binders, such as lime, quicklime and tar, which first became an issue in the 1970s.
The DMR had been using tar in the way of Packel tar for pre-coating of aggregates for a number of years, and that actually formed the best pre-coat we've ever had, and most successful seal applications were done using Packel tar. But the problem that we found, people, when they were using tar pre-coating agents, tended to get sunburnt, especially people with lighter coloured skins. And one particular job I was on, we actually had to take one of the operators to the hospital. He was so badly sunburnt at the end of the day that because of that, it was decided that we'd ban the use of tar.
I think the safety issues these days are fairly minimal. There has been safety issues in the past, particularly with regard to the use of fine powders. In the good old days when lime stabilisation was started, the way it was done, the lime was delivered in bags, hydrated lime, which is a very fine, fluffy powder. Well, on a windy day out in the western New South Wales, had lime blowing all over the place. Everyone was covered in lime, had it in their eyes, and it was very dangerous. In the 1970s, the use of hydrated lime sort of fell off and quicklime was used instead. Quicklime is a pelleted material, but when you add water to it, there's a great deal of heat of hydration that's released, and that can burn you, burn the skin. So that became a major safety issue too.
My skin is very bad. We have been burnt with quicklime out in the Hillston area. There was four of us working there. We're doing quicklime. Four of us end up in hospital with burnt eyes, burnt skin. It is so powerful, the quicklime we use. It is stopped in the metro area now. And I think in a couple of years' time, you won't even hear of quicklime again.
Now, looking at road construction today, how much of it is recycled?
There's a lot of recycling, and there always has been in road construction, which is an interesting point. Quarry materials are expensive. Engineers are about reducing cost. Engineers, surprisingly, are also interested in reducing scarce resources and reducing environmental impacts of the work that they do. As far back as 1960s and certainly the 70s, we were recycling crumbed rubber from tyres into bitumen as an enhancer for particular bitumen seals, and then later than that in some asphalts. At the moment, there is up to 30% by volume of an asphalt that you see put down in front of your house when they're resheeting the road might be old asphalt that's been ground up by a machine very similar to these stabilising machines, actually called a cold mill, and trucked back to the asphalt plant and incorporated with new aggregate and new bitumen in order to make new asphalt. So we've got something like 20 to 30% recycling in asphalt that's accepted in roads specifications around Australia and in other countries in the world too. So that's one type of recycling. There's also quarry product recycling in terms of concrete. So that concrete road pavements, concrete from buildings, concrete from wharves and bridges that are demolished are often put through a jaw crusher and recycled as a road building material. They need modification and they need certain quality control depending on what way they're going to be used.
Originally, stabilisation was popular in the 50s and 60s purely from a cost point of view. Local government and the DMR had a shortage of funds to build the rural network, or in fact the urban network, as Sydney sprawled into the western suburbs. And it was seen as a cheap process that didn't require any new materials. We could have used the paved materials in the road. So from that perspective, it met that initial requirement. It was cheap. And as our road network gets older, we see ourselves in the same predicament. We've got a larger network. We've got a limited amount of funding. So we're still looking for cheaper processes. However, at the same time, in the 1990s, we saw a couple of issues arise, which were the drivers, and one was looking at sustainability of our environment, the ability to access the old quarries. Can we dig up an old quarry anywhere? Well, the answer to that question now is no, you can't, for environmental reasons, for heritage reasons, and a lot of that was obviously driven by Mabo decision. But certainly the heritage environmental reasons are probably the key drivers today for stabilisation.
Resource is a very important thing. We shouldn't be just wasting the quarry products when there are now excellent products already in our roads. Why not use those products by adding other qualities to them. So not only are we getting a cheaper product and saving the community money and giving them a good quality road, but we're doing the right thing environmentally by recycling the material instead of digging more holes in the ground. You're saving pollution in terms that when you construct a road normally, you've got a fleet of trucks carting material away. That is all not only adding to the pollution by those trucks running, but you're also saving other roads because those trucks have got to run over other roads. So you're also saving that as well. You're also saving tip space because in days gone by, you'd excavate the road. That would go to a tip. You'd fill up your tip. Tips are in short supply. They now cost you a fortune to tip at, even your own tip. So again, it's saving tip space. And that's an environmental benefit as well. So there's a whole lot of benefits all the way down the line by using this process.